It's the race that stops the nation. That cliche, I can't help but say it because it's kind of true. It's actually a very true statement. The Melbourne Cup is tomorrow and unfortunately, Melbourne weather is appalling. Oops. Sorry, Melbourne Cup people. Here to talk us through it and other stories is Amanda Shalala. She's a sports journalist and broadcaster. Amanda, thanks for joining us.
Nice to be with you, Patricia.
I don't think it's improving. I should check the bomb website. I didn't before I went on air, but yes.
I think the forecast is about 16 degrees, possibly a morning shower. So hopefully by the afternoon it clears. The track at Flemington is supposed to be in good condition, so fingers crossed the rain does stay away.
Yeah, maybe 14 tomorrow it's saying. Ow. Okay. So let's talk actually about what might happen. What's your tip for tomorrow?
Look, there are a few horses that are definitely standing out from the field. We do have 23 that will be contesting the race tomorrow instead of 24 because Who Shot the Barman has been scratched due to an elevated temperature. There's a lot of focus on last year's winner, Al Mandan, one of six cup runners that owner Lloyd Williams has in the race, looking to become the first horse since Maccabi Diva to win back-to-back cups, coming from barrier 14. And there was a bit of a late change in the jockey. Damien Oliver was supposed to ride Al Mandan tomorrow, but he was suspended for his Cox Plate ride on Happy Clapper a week and a half ago. So Frankie Dettori has come in. He is an incredibly experienced jockey from Italy. He's had 16 attempts at trying to win the cup and has never managed to get there. So it would be a lovely story for him if he could do that. But the bookies' favourite at the moment is Marmello, looking to become the first British horse to win the Melbourne Cup. So it's knocked off Al Mandan for the favouritism. But only one favourite has won in the past 11 years.
Yeah.
So that doesn't always tell the story. That was Fiorente in 2013. But in pretty good form, sixth in the Caulfield Cup a few weeks ago, and many people were impressed by the finish there. And the jockey Hugh Bowman has won three Cox Plates on none other than the great Winx. So in good hands there with the trainer Huey Morrison too. So I'd say those are the two standouts. Hartnell as well, trained by James Cummings, grandson of the legend, Bart. So he's got a lot of pressure on his shoulders. And Hartnell, considered by many as one of the best Australian horses over the past couple of seasons, behind Winx, of course.
Any female jockeys this year?
One. But I don't know if we'll see another Michelle Payne story, as we saw with Prince of Penzance a couple of years ago. It's hard to see that much of an outsider winning this year, which it would be if she managed to get the win. But I think probably looking, you know, there are 11 international horses as well. So it's looking very likely that we could have an international horse winning.
Okay, let's go to soccer. And there's a very important match coming up. What's at stake?
Socceroos versus Honduras. This is the final chance for Australia to qualify for the World Cup. We've gone the very long road after beating Syria. Now we're at this stage. And a lot of the focus is on Tim Cahill and whether or not he'll play. He left today to join the team. The team has already arrived there. He sustained an ankle injury playing for Melbourne City in the A-League at the weekend. Didn't look too good. It's still very heavily strapped. He's got a whole bunch of ice on it, but they're going all out to try and get him to play. He's not going to start at best. He might come off the bench, and he said he's not overly confident of being able to play. But he's had the Socceroos masseuse going over on the plane with him, so he's going to get treatment pretty much for that whole 26-hour journey end to end. So fingers crossed that Cahill can make some sort of an impact off the bench for Australia, but they can't rely solely on him. He's 37 anyway.
No. That's been one of the critiques, isn't it? They do rely too much on him.
That's right. And there's a whole new generation coming through. Tommy Rogic, Tommy Juric, Aaron Moy. So those are the sorts of players that are going to need to stand up. And the captain, Mile Jedinak, will return. We haven't seen him play for Australia since June because of groin surgery. So that will bring back some much needed experience for the Aussies. So the first leg will be Saturday morning in Honduras, Australia time. Then the return in Sydney next Wednesday.
And just finally, the women's Ashes. What are we expecting around Thursday's test match?
So this is going to be the first ever Ashes day-night test, men's or women's. It'll be played at North Sydney Oval. And I think it's going to be absolutely fantastic. These two sides have already played 3 one-day internationals. This is a multi-format series. So Australia has won that portion of this series. So leading 4-2, there are 4 points up for grabs in this test match. So England really needs to win this to stay in with a good shot of taking out the Ashes. Whereas if the Southern Stars manage to nab this test, then they're almost there. There'll still be three T20s to go. But the Australians have been in really strong form from what we've seen so far. Possibly a couple of changes to the bowling ranks, and maybe Lauren Cheetle or Talia McGrath to come in for the Australians. But this is going to be absolutely massive. Day, night, pink ball test, the first time we've ever seen it. Australia v England. Cannot wait for it.
I love your enthusiasm always, Amanda. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Patricia.
Amanda Shalala there. She's a sports journalist and broadcaster, and this is RN Drive. After the news, we're going to find out what's happened today with that awful mass shooting in Texas. It's news time at 7.